Sit up straight. Make sure there's no tension in the spine. Relax the muscles, the nerves around the spine area. With the help of an inhale through the nose, draw up the breath all the way up to the crown chakra. With the help of an exhale, send breath to the hands, to the feet, to the fingers, to the toes, relaxing them as I'm speaking. Spend a few minutes spreading breath vertically and horizontally to all the areas in the body. Make sure you fill your body with breath. Breath must reach every nook and cranny of the body. The body must not be deprived of oxygen, which is the number one cause of disease. Send breath. Distribute breath. Evenly. Open up your heart area. Relax your throat. Relax your forehead. Soften the muscles on the face. Soften your eyeballs. Gently smile. What happens when you smile? Simply observe, simply notice. And consciously focus on igniting the love, the emotion of love towards yourself. The gentle, soft, sweet emotion of love towards yourself. What happens when you do that? Observe. Smile. Acknowledge the gifts that you possess. Consciously think of those gifts.
be grateful for those gifts. It could be your intelligence. It could be your kind nature. It could be your gentle spirit. Whatever it is, offer gratitude. Send a huge dose of love to yourself right now. Soften the face, soften the body. Relax the tension if there is any. Acknowledge yourself. Honor yourself. Love yourself. What happens when you do that? Do you find that your heart is opening up more and more and more? Simply notice, observe. From this space, can you be angry at any other human being? Or do you see that same love in the other human being? Observe, notice. Often we get upset with our loved ones. What happens when we look at our loved ones from this space? Can we get upset towards them? What shifts in our being when we hold ourselves in the emotion of love? Observe. Mentally make notes of what exactly your practice will be when you get upset with your loved one the next time. Will this small practice of self-love help you to stay centered? My experience has been when I focus on my self-care routine, when I am focused on working through my weaknesses, I have very little time or energy or even the inclination to focus on the other's weakness. I'm wondering if this resonates with any of you. Curious to hear your thoughts. Namaste.